This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So while headlines have been dominated by wildfires, by storms, by politics, UFOs, not a lot of nuclear talk in the last couple days. Have you noticed that? We got a little bit of a reprieve when it came from radioactive type stuff or nuclear. But it's back, and now headlines are circulating that Japan, who has gotten a green light by a UN watchdog, is releasing Fukushima wastewater that has been, I guess, treated radioactive. It was a treated radioactive water. China's ticked, and China's saying we could have a Godzilla in our future as a result of that. So Reuters is reporting that Japan started releasing treated radioactive water from the wrecked Fukushima nuclear power plant into the Pacific Ocean today. China has announced now an immediate ban on all aquatic products from Japan. China is very concerned about the risk of radioactive contamination brought by Japan's food and agricultural products. That's according to the Customs Bureau. Now, the Japanese government signed off on the plan 2 years ago. It was given a green light by the UN nuclear watchdog last month. And they say the discharging of this, you know, water that was radioactive and allegedly treated already is a key step in decommissioning the Fukushima Daiichi plant that was destroyed by a tsunami in 2011. Plant operator Tokyo Electric Power, or TEPCO, said the release began at 1:03 p.m. local time, and it has not identified any abnormalities. I know a lot of us are thinking about the Simpsons and fish with three eyes. China, though, has reiterated its firm opposition to the plan and says that the Japanese government had not proved that the water discharged would be safe. So the Chinese Foreign Ministry said the Japanese side should not cause secondary harm to the local people and even the people of the world, but of its own selfish interests. Now, Tokyo has criticized China for spreading scientifically unfounded claims. They say the water's safe, noting that the International Atomic Energy Agency has also concluded that the impact would be negligible. Now, Japan has requested that China immediately stop its ban on aquatic products, wants to have at least a discussion on the topic. Japan exported $600 million worth of aquatic products to China in 2022. China is Japan's biggest market for Japanese exports. Hong Kong comes second. Sales to China and Hong Kong accounted for 42% of all Japanese aquatic exports. They say China Customs did not give details on the specific aquatic products impacted by the ban. So if you guys remember, back in March 2011, there was a 9.0 magnitude earthquake near Japan that generated a huge tsunami. This caused the meltdowns in three reactors of the Fukushima plant. So apparently, the first discharge, people ask, well, how much water are we talking about? They say the first discharge of this water that is now, 12 years old, totals 7,800 cubic meters, or the equivalent of about three Olympic swimming pools of water. This is going to take place over 17 days. According to TEPCO test results, the water contained about 63 becquerels of tritium per liter. That is below the World Health Organization drinking water limit of 10,000 per liter. Now, becquerel is a unit of radioactivity. The IAEA also released a statement saying its independent on-site analysis had confirmed the tritium concentration was far before the limit. Now, I am no expert on radioactive water, and I will not purport myself to be. I do not like the idea of water being held for years. Now, you know, one would think, did they look at maybe figuring it out how to evaporate it? Now, I would not want to add heat and boil up water that had potential radioactive material. But I wonder if there was another way of getting rid of the water. But apparently they have to get rid of the water. And so dumping it out into the ocean. The limits, if they are mathematically those limits, then the World Health Organization and you know is showing that it is far the World Health Organization limit is far in excess of what they are releasing. But I always worry about the concentration of things and fish picking it up. And so, you know, could just because in your current solution you have a dilution level, will it remain that way when you have pickup from either algae or fish or, and those who understand radioactive waste, especially old radioactive waste, treated radioactive waste, might have a much more educated opinion on it. And we will try to reach out to see if somebody could speak to us on that. It is interesting to see. I think there's protests in Hong Kong. I think there were protests in South Korea. And as I said, China is worried that we could have a real-life Godzilla. China has now banned Japanese seafood, criticized the country as being extremely selfish and irresponsible. I want to get the Godzilla quote for you. I read you from Reuters. The Godzilla, I guess, came from the Chinese Communist Party flagship newspaper, The Global Times, wrote this could open a Pandora's box and trigger fears of a real-life Godzilla. Now, as you know, Godzilla was a character they used in Japanese cinema back in the 50s. So I'm not so much worried about that. I'm more worried about people uptake, human uptake, animal uptake, and if that can cause mutation. So tritium, according to Daily Mail, is a radioactive isotope of hydrogen. Water containing it is routinely released from nuclear plants around the world. But it is considered relatively harmless, they say, because its radiation is not energetic enough to penetrate human skin. But if you ingest it, it could cause risks. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Interesting. Many people have asked my opinion on last night. William wants to know if I think Vivek Ramaswamy could be our next president. I don't really think I have enough of an opinion on what's going on. I thought Vivek had a mixed appearance last night. On one end, he came out fighting. A lot of people finally know who he is. Looked him up. Apparently, he is a billionaire. Went to Yale, Harvard, very highly educated, has done a lot in the business world, has become, I guess he founded Roy Vaught Sciences, ROI, or Return on Investment, I think it is a play on the name, but Roy Vaught Sciences, a pharmaceutical company. He has written books. He has been, I think he is the son of an immigrant. or of immigrants. I think he grew up in Cincinnati. And so people are learning who he is. He had been polling not that bad for a newcomer and for somebody unheard of. And then now, of course, with his debate performance, he got the stage and the platform he needed. And so I think definitely his poll numbers are rising. On the flip side, people who didn't know much about him were able to draw a few new criticisms about him. And so he was he has been very, very careful not to criticize Trump because he knows that, he reads the room. There were a lot of Trump supporters. In fact, we had a friend who was there who had said a lot of people there are supporting Trump, but they're there at the debate because they want to see the debate and they want to look at who could be the possible next vice president, etc. So he knows that it might not be the most popular move to be up against Trump. And you see Pence struggling and in the polls, and even though Pence's record is based on the Trump Pence election, so it's fascinating. But Vivek had some stings, and he was pretty aggressive. And I think some people loved that, you know, and found, all right, good, we got somebody with some gumption, we got somebody with, but others might have looked at that as, okay, wait a second here, if Trump is going to be the GOP nominee again, you really kind of need somebody that's that is not as edgy. That just might be too much. You had a lot of people in the room who liked the other candidates, DeSantis, Nikki Haley, Tim Scott. And so seeing Vivek be aggressive to them was not taken well by some. And he might have come off too, I don't want to use the term aggressive, but too wired to, I can't think of the right word, but I don't want to use a term caustic, abrasive. And not that abrasive is the worst thing, but I think one of the reasons why people are looking for a alternative to Trump in case Trump doesn't win the primary is they want somebody that might be a little bit easily more electable. Trump is very electable among the right. But what about the moderates? And so when Vivek was up there, and a lot of what he said did seem to be welcomed by many, but he was like, I'm getting rid of this, you know, I mean, not being a seasoned politician, that could be maybe looked upon as, well, we got this young whippersnapper that can just, you know, think he could just come in and change and all that, and he doesn't understand, you know, how things work. Nikki Haley, who I thought did better than expected, but people feel that she needs to drop out of the race. She kind of was the one that rained on everybody's parade saying, hey guys, we got to be a little bit more honest about to the American public about where we're going with this in terms of the Senate, in terms of the Congress. You could promise left and right, but we got to go through Congress. So, you know, that doesn't mean you have to necessarily, give up and not stick to your values, but you also have to be careful going in there, you know, acting like you're going to just, you know, change it all up. Like I said, that was a big problem that Trump had, was saying, oh, I'm going to, you know, repeal and replace Obamacare. So the first thing everybody notices is it didn't get done. Now, is it sexy to say I'm going to work with Congress to do this? No, it's not sexy. It's sexier and you get more applause when you're like, I need to do this. But, you know, him going back and forth, and there was what I picked up on, even though I think he is very smart, I think he could go very, very far in politics, and I think this was huge for him, is there was some disrespect. And, I get on the debate stage, you want to debate and you want to, but accusing that everybody is paid and bought for and saying that Nikki Haley should be on the board of Raytheon and Lockheed and then Pence and all that, I think for a newcomer, there could have been just a little bit more tact in that. I mean, he could have actually won it all last night, but he got booed. And he was like, whoa, you know, there were some woes. And I'm like, he might need to just tone it down a touch. And because, again, people are not looking for, I mean, what did Trump do? I mean, Trump was making fun of people's hair. And I get that for Trump, but that's Trump. And I get that he's a billionaire. Ramaswamy's a billionaire, too. And I get that he's very smart and he's Harvard educated and all that. But, I don't know if he has America's back yet, you know, or if America has his back yet. And so when he basically says, I'm the only one that's not bought and paid for, you know, I don't really know if every single, I know he got a Soros scholarship, but I don't think that was George Soros. I think it was another Soros. I think it was the Paul and Daisy Soros. There were a couple things that I would, from his PR standpoint, campaign, fix. That's what I would recommend. But, you know, in terms of his electability, he definitely added youth. He definitely added energy. You know, Asa Hutchinson had, was there but unfortunately I think a lot of people looked at him being 72 years old as, you know, no, we need to move on from older candidates. I do not want any age discrimination. I think what's going on with Biden is unique to Biden. I don't think all 80-year-olds are that feeble and fumbling and makes as many gaffes. He was making gaffes before he had cognitive changes. But it's now there's this sentiment of we need young, we need youth. So you got DeSantis, who is what, 42, 43? You got Ramaswamy, who's 38. Nikki Haley's 52, I believe. So you have Doug Burgum, I thought, did a good job. You know, and good for him being on crutches, being there. But Vivek added a lot of energy, and he, I think, definitely did well. Do I think he's going to be able to beat Trump? Do I think he's going to be the nominee? I don't know. He might have to kind of tone down a little bit of the because he has to look like he's got to work with people, you know. And one of the reasons why Reagan did so well, and Clinton did so well, and Kennedy did so well, is they were dapper, they were suave, they had some, they had a lot of likability. Vivek, even if you like what he had to say, I don't think he had as much of the likability factor that you need. And I don't know if any of the candidates had the, you know, I really like them. I told you, I was, there was, I think, the Democratic National Convention for Obama back in 2008. And my son was really young, and he walks across the room, and I'm listening to Bill Clinton. And my son, he doesn't know anything about politics, but he goes, I like that guy. I mean, a child who doesn't even know what the candidate is for, who he is, he you could pick up on that swagger.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
USA News Update. The 45th President of the United States, Donald Trump, expected to be booked into the Fulton County, Georgia jail today. He said that he would turn himself over on criminal charges, saying yesterday he is proudly surrendering this afternoon. All eight candidates in last night's GOP presidential debate are vowing to reverse Bidenomics in the U.S. A man who opened fire on Pittsburgh police is dead following an hours-long standoff and an extremely active shooting situation. The shooting all started yesterday morning after deputies tried to serve an eviction notice. The fate of the so-called Texas floating border wall is now in the hands of a federal judge. The system of buoys is being blasted by critics who call it a political stunt. Corey Myers, USA News.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Dr. Dolly is show 1-877 Doc Dolly, 1-877 DOCDALI. Death by milkshake. That is very, very frightening. Well, unfortunately, there have been three deaths linked to milkshakes that might have had listeria served from a local burger chain in Washington State. Three people have died. And the customers who drank the milkshakes contaminated with listeria were confirmed by Washington State Department of Health. Listeria was found in all of the milkshake flavors at the location. In addition to three deaths, three other people have been hospitalized. According to People magazine, investigators found listeria in the ice cream machines, which were not cleaned correctly. That's according to the department. No other Frugal's restaurants are believed to be affected. It was the Frugal's Burger Restaurant in Tacoma. The six people were between the ages of 40 and 79. They were hospitalized between February 27th and July 22nd, according to the health department. all six people did have conditions that made their immune systems less able to fight disease. Most people get exposed to listeria are fine. But unfortunately, as we saw with the 2012 outbreak, it could kill multiple people. It could also cause miscarriages, stillborns, and it could be deadly. The health department cautioned that people can become infected with it up to 70 days after being exposed to the bacteria. That makes it very, very challenging for epidemiologists and doctors, because if somebody gets sick, fever, chills, nausea, vomiting, we're thinking COVID, we're thinking something you ate maybe 48 to 72 hours ago, maybe even 24 hours ago, 2.5 months, it's a problem. And remember, the last listeria outbreak had to do with cantaloupes. Well, how many of you have had cantaloupe garnish on your plate? So you don't even remember. So somebody goes, you know, have you eaten any cantaloupe? You're like, no. I mean, I had steak and eggs maybe a few months ago. I don't even remember what I ate last week, let alone a few months ago. But what if you had some of that cantaloupe garnish? That outbreak years ago, you know, really, it took a while to be able to figure out all who could have been exposed. And still, don't know everybody who could have been exposed. Now, Frugal's Tacoma restaurant put a statement on Instagram. They said they have been working with Pierce County Health Department to identify the source of the listeria outbreak after a test on a milkshake machine in our Tacoma store tested positive for the bacteria. The branch also stated that they have stopped selling all milkshakes and has taken the milkshake equipment to an independent facility for cleaning and retesting. As a precaution, Frugal's has also halted the production of milkshakes at their other locations and ordered samples there to be tested for the bacteria. Good. They say, we are heartbroken and deeply regret any harm our actions could have caused. It is a family-owned business for over 30 years. The trust of our customers is paramount. They said, we will continue to fully cooperate with this investigation, and we are committed to making any changes deemed necessary to maintain our high standard of operations and prevent this from happening again. So symptoms, again, of listeria include muscle aches, fever, fatigue. If you're pregnant, it could cause stillborns. Symptoms could also cause meningitis, seizures, confusion, stiff neck, headaches, loss of balance. And so, unfortunately, it could be serious. But what I am concerned about is if there was listeria in a Tacoma, Washington milkshake machine, I'm hoping every flippin' fast food place or restaurant is checking theirs as well. I think there's been additional recalls of frozen vegetables because of listeria contamination. Listeria, every now and then, pokes itself up. And brands of Kroger, Food Lion, and Signature have had to recall some of their frozen mixed vegetables and frozen sweet corn products because of contamination of the listeria monocytogenes. So, you know, for those of you that have bought Food Lion or Kroger mixed vegetables, you might want to double check with the FDA on if those were involved in a recall. And then there was, I think, an ice cream, a recent ice cream that had to be recalled. It was a frozen food company from New York that had to recall cups of their 8-ounce ice cream because their product could have listeria. This was the Real Kosher brand soft serve on the go, according to the FDA, which was sold in 19 states and Washington. One person in New York and another in Pennsylvania had fallen ill and needed hospitalization. So Real Kosher stopped producing the ice cream until the FDA finished the investigation. This was reported a couple weeks ago. So, again, my concern is, do you need to now assume that any of your food can be contaminated? You know, we tell you guys about this weeks after. This milkshake issue occurred as early as back as February, the exposure. We're 6 months out. Do you have to just assume that your eating out or eating from some of these other places could possibly cause exposure? Is your kitchen clean enough? And a big thing I'm concerned about is people who are half-assed or lazy or stoned. You know, we were talking about near misses and how many of the air traffic control rooms are understaffed and a lot of these people are working mandatory overtime and they might be exhausted. I mean, is that going on also with these restaurants? Are they really understaffed? So stuff's not getting done? You know, I had to do side work when I waited tables, and I couldn't leave until my side work was done. Even if I was the only one there and the manager left, I got my side work done. You just had to. It was your job, and you did it. But interestingly, I told you guys about how there could be people who aren't as ethical. Now, me, being a medical student, I wanted to do everything by the book. And there was a party, and they said, Dahlia, finish your side work. And I had the side work that night where I had to get the dressings ready for the next day, the salad dressings ready. So you had to get the dressings, you had to pour them out, you had to check the fridge, you had to use saran wrap, and the saran wrap was this big, huge, I've told you guys the story before, this big, huge box that's very serrated. Well, I'm getting everything ready, and all of a sudden I'm looking at the Thousand Island bin, and I see a red spot in the Thousand Island. And I'm like, that is not right, because this is Thousand Island, there shouldn't be anything red in there. Well, I look at my hand, and I'm bleeding because apparently I cut myself on the serrated box. Okay, so when you're a medical student, if you hurt yourself on anything, everything gets thrown out. Throughout the started over, bandaged myself, throughout the plastic, throughout the box, started over. But imagine somebody who wanted to get the hell out of there to get to the party. They could have just stirred it in. And I worry about people with lack of ethics that are, you know, working in our kitchens and working in our, these stories of somebody getting back at you for bringing the food back. I mean, those stories aren't just fables. People who work in restaurants have stories to tell of what happens when you bring back food. It's scary. Now, personally, I think that's assault. I think that that should come with criminal penalties if you do willingly mess with somebody's food. But when you have individuals who are like, I got to get the hell out of here. It was a long day. I don't feel good. Oh, you didn't clean out the milkshake machines. Oh, are you kidding me? You know what? They're fine. They're cold. There shouldn't be an issue. And I'm not saying that's what happened at this restaurant. But if we are seeing labor issues everywhere, we're seeing people short-staffed, overworked, and we're also seeing lack of work ethic, then I've been saying this from the beginning. Foodborne illnesses are going to rise. And I think we expect that when you go into some of these places that everything is sterile. It's not. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So hospitalizations are up thanks to COVID. 2,000 people a day now are being hospitalized or being told. Hospitalizations for COVID have increased a fifth week in a row. Now, I take that data seriously because for most of the year, with the exception of the winter, a lot of these COVID cases aren't getting counted. Now that people aren't going to their medical provider or they're testing from home, we don't know what the true numbers are. But when somebody gets hospitalized, then we know. So I have noticed that we've had more COVID cases throughout the summer, but we really haven't had a lot of the numbers or the headlines. Well, once the hospitals go, hey, guys, we tested them, we got it documented, it's COVID, then people listen. And I don't want people panicking. It's just what I don't want is people saying, oh, I just have a sinus infection. Give me antibiotics. Because we have an antibiotic shortage. We haven't even begun our cough, cold, pneumonia season. We do not want an antibiotic shortage when we actually have bacterial infections to fight. And I do not want somebody misdiagnosing their COVID as a bacterial infection when we have COVID medications. So that's where I kind of stand on it. We don't need to bring back mandates. We don't need to do that. But I do not want people going to telemedicine for antibiotics when they have COVID. So what's going on? Well, it is not only the XBB strains, which are subvariants from Omicron, but we also have the BA2.86 strain. This has been picked up via wastewater testing in Ohio. I believe Ohio is now the third state to detect the highly mutated variant. It can infect vaccinated people better than other strains, we are being told by health officials. And I guess they're calling the new strain Parola. Remember the other strain, the XBB, I think 1.16 was Eris, I believe. Now they're calling this one Parola. So the CDC announced Wednesday it believes the large number of mutations in this variant raises concerns of greater escape from existing immunity from vaccines and previous infections compared with other recent variants. Hospital admissions have jumped 22% in a week, fifth week in a row. The CDC is now forecasting an acceleration of new hospitalizations in the coming month. So if 2,000 people are being admitted to the hospital each day, vast majority, we are being told, are over 65 years old. It's still three times lower than what they were this time last year and much lower than early in the pandemic. But it still reminds us that we do have an issue, and I don't want any extra issues taking up our very few hospital beds. If you have COVID and you have severe COVID, you need a bed. You need a bed right away. You need oxygen. We were running out of oxygen during the COVID pandemic, and we are about to go into our fall season, flu season, when we need oxygen the most. For our COPDers and our pneumonia patients. So I don't think this is good at all. I think Virginia resident tested positive for the BA2.86. And mind you, a lot of you that have been sick, runny nose, maybe tested negative at home, could still have it. So I personally feel this BA2.86 strain has been here already. It's just the average person isn't testing. Yeah, if you feel like you have mild COVID or you feel like you just have a cold, are you going to go into the doctor's office? Are you going to get swabbed? Are you going to have them, submit that data to, not everybody is getting swabbed these days or being reported. Kaiser Permanente Hospital in Santa Rosa, California, and Upstate Community Hospital in Syracuse, New York, have brought back mandates for masks. Doctors, nurses, patients, and visitors. Ken Gordon, spokesperson for the Ohio Department of Health, told CBS News the department was working with the CDC on further evaluation of the sample, but said that preliminary detection has not yet been confirmed. So wastewater is now part of our national surveillance system. And positive wastewater tests can not only pick up old cases, but can also let us know if we're seeing new cases. So if you have a population that is just using telemedicine or not going in to get seen, you can tell by the wastewater, because everybody has to pee, they can't hold it in, that's where you can pick up some evidence on stuff that's circulating the community. I think it's cool. I wouldn't necessarily want to be the one, knee deep in it, but I think it's cool that they're doing that. So, the BA2.86 strain is highly mutated, potentially more likely to infect vaccinated Americans. The strain has more than 30 mutations on its spike protein, according to Daily Mail. Spike protein is obviously the part of the virus that is used to latch onto our cells and infect us. Now, these strains are getting stronger and more smart. Why? Well, one is, have we still concluded and cracked down on, a lab such as Wuhan Lab for possibly leaking it? And were other labs having the same slipshod protocol? So I wonder if we're having strains leaked. But also, just the natural evolution of things is these viruses have nothing better to do but get smarter. And, you know, you and I, we have to go to work, we have to deal with the kids, we have to deal with the in-laws. All the virus has to do is figure out how to survive. So, yeah, these mutations are coming kind of quickly. But in nature, that's just what they do. Now, some mutations may cause it to die off. But if it figured out, hey, you know, we were able to bypass the COVID-19 vaccine that was given, that was designed for the wild-type virus, which is a four-year-old virus by now, yeah, it's no surprise that it could figure out how to beat immunity. But the mask mandates are freaking people out. Rutgers University in New Jersey is now bringing back masks. As we said, the hospital in New York. TSA is not going to make travelers wear masks yet. That could be a big mess when that happens, because the average American is not digging the mask. They didn't feel the mask protect. Many people wore masks till got COVID. So there's, you know, I do agree that it provides some sort of a barrier. But if we're not wearing the good masks and cleaning them out and replacing them, we're still spreading it. And just because somebody's wearing a mask, I see they have a false sense of security. But yeah, masks are coming back. Again, you know, it's you know, people don't learn. They're not. I'm not hearing anything about the N95 respirator masks and getting them fit and the government passing them out. It's just, guys, if you're going to come in here, wear a mask. So, and I think they think it's the lesser of two evils. They go, you know what, at least we feel like we're doing something for protection. And I'm not surprised that hospitals would do that. Mind you, remember, one hospital in Indiana had asked to now test 500 people for tuberculosis because a staff member had tuberculosis. In a hospital setting, I'm not that shocked with it. What I didn't like was that hospital in Washington that wouldn't let you visit your loved one if you weren't vaccinated. That was ridiculous. You have a loved one died in the hospital, you weren't allowed to see them if you couldn't show proof of your full vaccination. So, but the problem is, when people say they're never going to do that again because that was so unpopular, I don't know. They could. Again, it's whoever's at the helm. So, face masks at a hospital, I'm not surprised. That's, you know, they have them. They could swap them out. They could give clean ones. When you go to the hospital, there's boxes of new ones they can hand you. And then you could leave and throw it out. That's kind of what we do with masks, where we, you know, we wear them for a short period of time. They get contaminated very quickly, and then you throw them out. But in terms of, you know, universities and all that, I just don't know if people's gaiters and their rhinestone things and their, you know, their are really protecting them and giving them a false sense of security. 1-877 Dr. Ali.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.